Okay, to summarize the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, it's the Brayse, it's about 8 lines up from the bottom of the Gemara, Laman Gimel Amud Beis. The Tanya was taught in the Brayse, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ha'oichel, oichel, rishon, rishon. If a person eats an oichel, which is a rishon lutuma, so he becomes a rishon. Now, actually, here we're talking about in terms of those who are makbir al taras hakodesh. We'll see in a moment. So, but in general, if a person eats a food which is a rishon, he becomes a rishon for tuma. Sheni, sheni. If he eats food which is a sheni lutuma, he becomes a sheni lutuma. Shlishi, if he eats a shlishi lutuma, so he becomes a shlishi for tuma. Rabbi Yeshua, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says no. Ha'oichel oichel rishon v'sheni sheni. If a person eats either rishon or sheni oichel, he becomes a sheni for tuma. Shlishi, if he eats a maichel which was a shlishi, he becomes a sheni for what? Lakoidesh v'ein sheni l'truma. If he's eating it al taras hakoidesh, because otherwise there's no shlishi with chulin. So if he's eating al taras hakodesh, then he becomes a sheni. And but if it was al taras truma, then it would not become a sheni. Sorry. If it was kodesh, if it was kachim, then he would become a sheni. And if it was truma, he would become a sheni. But chulin shenas al taras truma. And then when is that? If we're talking about chulin that was done al taras truma, says the Gemara, al taras truma in al taras hakodesh loy. We have a question. What do you mean? That we have this stringency with regards to tumah, that that you become a person who eats a shlishi becomes a sheni for food which is eaten al taras truma. But he doesn't say anything about taras kodesh, which seems to indicate that al taras truma is more strict than al taras kodesh, which would seem perplexing because kodshim have a higher degree of sanctity and being careful with regards to tumah than with regards to truma. So why is this? So he says, Kasava, he holds Chunash and Asal Taras HaKodesh, Leis Behu Shlishi. Okay, he holds there's no Shlishi. And we looked at the Meiri yesterday, who brings a Chiluk, that people who eat Al Taras HaKodesh, there are fewer people who do it. It's really only Koyanim do it. And therefore they are more careful, and therefore they don't need these extra Gezeiras and extra protections. Whereas Al Taras Truma, more people do it, and therefore they need more fences, and therefore if one eats were to eat a shlishi chulin al taras hakodesh, then al taras truma, then they would become a sheni, but not if it was al taras hakodesh. For kachim al taras hakodesh, because it was all of the soul, was all, and again, it wasn't only, but right, generally speaking. Because they're the ones who have stringency being cultured. Okay, says the Gemara, V'lukma b'chulin. If so, hang on a second. You want to say that our Mishnah, which is talking about chulin, and yet we're worried about your dayim being metameh the meat, even though it would only be a shlishi. So you want to say that that's Rabbi Eliezer and it's talking about altaras kakoidesh, people eat chulin altaras kakoidesh. But I'll tell you, why don't you say that the Mishnah is b'chulin shenas altaras truma? The Mishnah is talking about meat, which is eaten al taras truma, Rabbi Yeshua, and it's now the view of Rabbi Yeshua as well. Says the Gemara, loy sakadaita. So you don't think like that. Why? Tekatani. It says in the Mishnah, basar. It's talking about meat. It's talking about shechting. Behema chayat va'oif. And if so, betruma basar mi'ika. In truma, there's no truma on animals. There's no truma on meat. So to eat al taras truma, that would be good for your fruits and vegetables and your grain and all that type of thing. You eat al taras truma.
But it's not what the Mishnah's talking.
Meat, it's talking about meat. So therefore, obviously we're talking about al taras hakodesh, in which case it must be the view of Rebbe Eliezer, who says that a person eats chul al taras hakodesh and eats it's not Rabbi Yeshua. No, he doesn't say it's Rabbi Yez. It says not Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that a eats a shlishi becomes a sheni. That is only with regards to altaras truma, but that's not relevant over here. So says the Gemara, Elamai. Rather, what do you have to say? The Mishnah is bekachim. The Mishnah is talking about kachim because it's talking about meat. Then what? Hang on a second. Chai bekachim meika. One of the animals listed in the Mishnah is if you shechted a behema, okay, there's karbonus from a behema. An oif, there's karbonus from an oif. But a chaya, there's no karbonus from non-domesticated animals. So how can you then say the Mishnah is talking about altaras kodshim? Says the Gemara, basa bebasa mechlef, basa beperi loy mechlef. There's a difference that meat and meat can become confused. meat and fruits, meat and produce cannot become confused. Meaning like this, that the gzeir of altaris hakodesh, the gzeir of altaris hakodesh, when a person eats chulin altaris hakodesh, so even though taka korbanos can only be brought from a behema or an oif and not from a chaya, but when the chaverim took upon themselves the stringency of eating chulin altaris hakodesh and being careful with tumah, they extended that also to chaya as well, because the meat of a chaya can become confused with the meat of a behema, and therefore that was part of the safeguard. But we're not worried that basa is mechlef with peri to then say that if you eat altaris truma, you also have to be careful with your meat. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense.
It's actually interesting because in oif, we always say oif is pigeons here, which is oil cob, but we eat chickens. So with chickens, is like a chai.
But we extend it to the whole category. It's not a separate category of animal, whereas a chai is a separate category from behema.
Even if they knew for sure it was a chai, they would be careful.
No, well, even if they know for sure it's a chai, it was part of the gezeiros of a chaver who keeps chulin al taras hakodesh. Yes. Okay. All right. Amar ula chavraya amrin. Ula said, chavraya, my friends say, my colleagues, b'chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, that the Mishnah is talking about chulin al taras hakodesh, udaloik Rabbi Yeshua, and it's not like Rabbi Yeshua, just as we saw earlier. Okay, va'ana amina, but I say Rabbi Yeshua he, that it is Rabbi Yeshua, v'loi mi bai kamar, and when Rabbi Yeshua said that a shlishi makes a sheni for al taras truma, he does not mean only for al taras truma, for a person who's careful to eat their chulin al taras truma. It means eloi mibayi, not only chulin shenasu al taras of truma, but not only truma the chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, the chamiri, the isbu shlishi, that if it, there is a certainly a shlishi, el afilu chulin shenasu al taras truma nami isbu shlishi. Rabbi Yeshua is kind to tell us that even if you eat your chulin al taras truma, even there is a shlishi as well. In which case, that is talking about Ula. Ula. He says, "My chavreirim."
I'm asking, who is it?
Ula. My chavreirim, my friends say like this: that Rabbi Yeshua holds, like we just said now, that only chulin, there's only a shlishi with chulin shenas al taras truma, and not with chulin shenas al taras kodesh. That's what everyone else says, and therefore the Mishnah must be not like Rabbi Yeshua, because we're talking about kodeshim, al kodesh, taras al kodesh. Whereas I say it could even be Rabbi Yeshua. And don't get hung up on the fact that Rabbi Yeshua only says there's a shlishi with someone who eats chulin al taras truma. He's saying, no, he's telling you a chiddush. For sure there's a shlishi for chulin shenas al taras hakodesh. Kodshim is more strict. I'm telling you that even chulin shenas al taras truma, also there is a shlishi for truma as well. And therefore the Mishnah is also compatible with the view of Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, says the Gemara, Man Chavraya, who is the friend, who is the colleague over here that he was talking about? Rabbi Barba Chana, it is Rabbi Barba Chana. And Rashi says, who is the one, the Sfir Luhu, the Dafka Nakad Rabbi Yeshua, Chulin Shnas Al Taras Truma? Who is the one that says that no, when Rabbi Yeshua said Chulin Al Taras Truma, he means Dafka that, but Kodshim, we're not worried about it. So it's the view of Rabbi Barba Chana. How do we know that? Amr Rabbi Barba Chana, Amr Rabbi Yechanan. Maya Hadri Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua La Hadadi, in this brisa where we quoted the opinions of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So what did they respond one to the other? Amaloi Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. So again, let's just back up. Rabbi Eliezer is of the view that if you eat a rishon, you become a rishon. If you eat a sheni, you become a sheni. If you eat a shlishi, you become a shlishi. Simple. Meaning that the oichel and the maichel have the same status. Rabbi Yeshua, however, says that if you eat a rishon or a sheni, you become a sheni. And if you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni as well.
So no matter what,
you go up.
Well, in this case, you go up, and the others, you either go down or stay on the same level. So Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Wood, say,
you're a sheni if you eat any category of tumor to Rabbi Yeshua.
Yeah. So he says like this. Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua. He says like this. Matzinu oichel chamur min ha'oichel. We find that in other places that the one who eats is more strict than the food itself. Why? The ilu nivlas ha'oif. If you have a nevela of an oif, tahor. So bachutz. If you touch a nevela of an oif, a bird that died by itself, right? Yeah, chulin. A nevela of an oif. So you do not become tamei. There's some forms of tumah that you become tamei by touching them. Most forms of tumah is by touching them. But if you touch a nevela of an oif, you do not become tamei. Loi metamei. But if you do eat it, then you become tamei, and your clothes become tamei by the point where it touches your beis ablia when you swallow the food, when it comes into your throat. So if so, what do we see over here? That the oichel, the one who eats, is more strict than the maichel. The food itself cannot give tumah, but the one who eats it becomes tamei. So if so, then at least we should say that the oichel, the one who eats, should take on the same status, at the least, the same status as the maichel that he eats. And you're not saying that. Because you say that if you eat a rishon, you become a
sheni.
Right?
But so the food does make tamah, because if you become tamah...
Correct, but not to the same degree. He's saying it should be at least to the same degree. Really, it should be more. He's saying really it should be more, because we find that the oichel, the one who eats, is more stringent than the maichel, than the food. So really it should be more. But l'chol apachas, it should be at least the same. So he says, Rabbi Yeshua say, menivlas oif, menivlas oif tahar loy gamrinan. We do not derive...
Is this a type of a kalachoma that he's saying?
It's dayoy. In a way. I mean, it is a kal v'chomer, but he's saying not that we should apply as a kal v'chomer, but l'chol ha'pachos, it shouldn't be weaker. It should be the same. So what would Rabbi Yeshua say to this? Rabbi Yeshua would say, menevelos oiv tahar loy gamrinan. You cannot derive anything from the case of the nevelos oiv tahar, because that, the chidushu, that is a chidush. As Rashi points out, what is the chidush over here? That there is no tumah begoli, meaning through touching it externally, there is no tumah. But when it's in the beis hastarim, when you swallow it, then it gives tumah. However, in all other forms of tumah, it works the opposite. There is no tumah in blia. There's no tumah in beis hastarim, in the hidden parts. If you swallow something tamah, you do not become tamay. Whereas, with touching it, you do. In which case, the nevelos oif is a chidush, and you cannot extrapolate things from a chidush. So you want to use the case of the nevelos oif to tell you that the oichel, the one who eats, is more stringent than the maichel, than the food itself. I don't derive anything from that, because that is a unique case. Ella, he says, Matzina, I'll tell you the opposite, says Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Eliezer. Shamaychu chamur mina oichel. That really we find that food is more stringent than the one who eats it. Why? De'ilu maychel bekebeitza. When it comes to food stuff, what shear does the food have to be in order to be able to render tumah? It has to be the shear of a kebeitza, the shear of an...
To become tummy or to pass on
to... When it's, when
this
it's
is to pass... one second. This is to... for food. Yeah, not to make tummy. To be mekabel tumah is only if it has the shear of an egg volume. For oichel, but the one who eats, ada achol k'chetzi pras, is only if he eats half a pras. That's the person who eats it. Rashi says, the person eats tamei food, he's only tamei if he eats half a pras, as derived in the Gemara in Eruvin. Seder. So, what do we see from this? Is that the oichel, the food, is more stringent than the eater. Because the food is tamei, becomes tamei even with the size of a kebetza. Whereas the eater only becomes tamei if he eats the shear of half a loaf of bread, a chetzi pras. So, va'anu, I'll say to you, hey, ach nase oichol kamaichol. How can you, Rabbi Eliezer, say the one who eats takes on the same standard as the food? If you eat a rishon, you become a rishon. If you eat a sheni, you become a sheni. If you eat a shlish, you know, how could you say that? So, Rabbi Eliezer, what would Rabbi Eliezer say? Tuma mishiyurin loy gamrinin. You cannot derive laws with regards to tuma status just based on the shear of something, because shiurin are halacha lamoshi misinai, as it says in Eruvin and it says again in Sukkah as well. In which case, it's not a matter of chumra and kula to make a kal v'chomer out of the shiurim of something.
It's not necessarily a logical
correct
reasoning. It's a kabbalah
b'yadeinu. It's halacha l'moshe misinai. Yes.
If it's a shechita, it's a meat we can eat. It's still dead there.
Yeah.
Vela, it's just not shechted properly.
or die by itself.
No, not you have to properly stay
for. Not necessarily machlokes.
No.
Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah. So the Vilna could not properly shechted anymore, or not shechted.
Yes.
So if it's dead by itself, it's a tumor. But if it's not dead by itself, it was...
So we're not...
Still considering...
So now we're moving on. Now we're just discussing this machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua.
Food, you know, what happens if you had food in a house where there's a dead person? Or a matzah that touches food?
Or a zav, or a nida, or anyone. Okay, so what would Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer would say, tumah mishurin lo gamrin, and we cannot derive laws of tumah from shiurin. For oid, and furthermore, Rabbi Eliezer would say, lidvarecha, according to you, sha'ato ima a rishon sheni, you say that a rishon becomes, if you eat a michael rishon, then you become a sheni. Yafa ato ima, that I like when you say that. Okay, that you find that makes sense. But sheni, sheni lama, why in a case of sheni, why do you become a sheni?
What he's saying is, I understand that you're one level down.
Correct, I understand. But why do you stay remain the same? Correct. Why if you eat a sheni mit amol, you become a sheni? So he says, I'm a loy because we find matzinu shasheni oisa sheni aide mashkin. Because I find there is a case where a sheni can render something else, a food, a sheni, and that is through mashkin, through liquids. So if you have food which is saturated with liquid, that is tefech amnasas piach. So then we find there's a chumrah with regards to liquids. I think you mentioned this yesterday. When you touch a liquid, so a liquid always becomes a rishon l'tuma. Right? That's midrabana. I think the rishon always becomes a rishon l'tuma.
Some things mukshel kabbalah are becoming wet. Is it just even one?
Once it's dry, it's also even
one drop of water, or does it have to the whole fruit have to be? Because if you say it's the whole fruit, then having a moisture on blood on the base of bliya is on the base of shchit. You're saying therefore the whole animal becomes the mukshel lekabel tumah.
Yeah,
lechayra. Kiyutan means you did
it. Lechayra.
No, so I'm saying so.
So it would be an amount that you want to put.
Let's assume
if I want to wash a vegetable, it's
hammer. Let's assume there's big heavy thunderstorms. Thunderstorms are going from Zohar, Baruch Hashem. There's rain. I need rain from the fruit. Blah blah blah. And then all of a sudden, there's one little drops on the fruit. You say all the fruit now.
But is that kiyutan? Does he want the drop on the fruit? That's the thing.
Yeah, okay.
Let's say he does, but only when partially on. Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, so he says, and so what happens is you now touch this food. So if it was just the food itself and it was dry, so yeah, if your hand was a rishon, the food would become a sheni. Let's assume there was a heksher already before it got dry. But if it's wet, because it's wet, it's like touching a liquid. The liquid becomes a rishon. So your hands were shniyos. You touch the food, which is wet. The liquid becomes a rishon, and the food now becomes a sheni. So I find a case where a sheni becomes a sheni, and therefore we're goyzer over here as well, that a sheni becomes a sheni. Amar lo, he says, v'ham mashkin nami tchila havu. So if so, well, why don't we say that if you eat a sheni, you become a rishon? Because we have a situation where the liquid becomes a rishon when you touch it. So he says, the Tanan we learn in the Mishnah, kol ha-poisel b'truma matama mashkin liyos tchila. Whatever would be poisel for truma, meaning whatever would render truma as a shlishi, so then that will render that's foodstuffs. But if it was a liquid, then it becomes a rishon chutz mitvul yom, and this was applied except for the case of a tvul yom. As Rashi says, it's a weaker form of truma. And therefore, it won't make a mashke, will not make a liquid. A tuvul yom does not make a liquid, a rishon. Okay. V'oid, so then he continues on further. Okay, Pesedo, so you've answered up sheni b'sheni. Okay. But shlishi sheni, if you eat a shlishi, why do you say, Rabbi Yeshua, why do you say become a sheni? Lama. Amaloi says, afani lo amaiti ela bitruma. I only said that with regard to truma, specifically. Why? Shetarasa tumahi etzel hakodesh. That its tara, what would be tara for it, is no good. Is considered tuma by kodesh. And you have a long Rashi who explains what's going on over here. I'm not fully clear on it, but let's just have a look. It says in Chomer b'kodesh in Masechta Chagiga, big day oichol truma medras l'kodesh. The clothes of someone who eats truma would be rendered tumah through tumas medras for the purpose of kodesh. So that which is tahor for truma, because a person who is eating truma al taras hakodesh, chulin al taras truma, a person who eats truma is careful with regards to his clothing, is careful with regards to tumas medras. But for kodesh, he will not be. So let's see. Ama ein shmiras truma chashiva shmira etzal hakodesh. So even if you're careful with truma, being careful with truma is not automatically considered enough care with regards to truma for kodesh. Why? Daha medrasos legabe truma metamin. So we know with regards to truma, the medras is would be saying tamei. Vafilu b'chulin.
Taitchop medras.
What was that?
Taitchop medras.
It's truma of treading on something or sitting on something. It's treading, standing or saying or sitting on something. Vafilu b'chulin, even with chulin. Daha tuma deraisi. It's a form of tuma deraisa. Va'oichel truma, but if a person's eating truma, nishmer hu min a medras. He's careful with tumas medras. Va'afilu hachi, and nonetheless, agabe kodesh loy chashiv shmir, it's not considered sufficient shmira. V'chayshin, and what are we worried about? Shema yashva alein ishtoy nida, meaning, for his purpose of eating truma at home, he's careful, and he won't let his wife sit on his clothing when she's a nida, and he's very careful. But we don't assume he takes the same care then with regards to kodesh. And therefore, what do we find? That which is tara betruma is tamei for kodesh. Hachanami, I'll say the same thing over here. Shlishi de truma legabe kodesh misapkinan le. That something which would be a shlishi for truma with regards to kodesh, we are more with misapkinan le besheni with choishes that maybe it would be a sheni. Therefore, we find actually that with regards to kodesh, it is more severe, and therefore, in such a case, I will tell you that a sheni becomes a shlishi becomes a sheni. For kodesh, we treat it more seriously. Okay, I'm not going to go further into it, but let's keep going in the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Yasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Ha'oichal shlishi shel chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh. If a person ate a shlishi of chulin, now again, shlishi of chulin is absolutely fine. But if a person's careful to eat shlishi al-chulin shenasa al-taras ha-kodesh, so then what is the din? So he says, nase sheni la-kodesh, he becomes a sheni for kodesh, which is compatible with the view of Rabbi Yeshua, that if you eat a shlishi for kodesh, you become a sheni. Okay, but we don't, as I said, there's machloikas what Rabbi Yeshua actually says, but they seem to be saying that Rabbi Yeshua is of the view that even al-taras ha-kodesh. Okay. Eisvei say challenge Rabbi Zeira Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Zeira challenge Rabbi Yasi. Shlishi sheni la kodesh. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? That if you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni for kodesh. Ve'ein sheni la truma, but there's no sheni for. But he's not a sheni for truma. But bechulin shenasa al taras truma. Then ve'ein sheni la truma bechulin shenasa al taras truma. Ve'ein sheni la truma bechulin shenasa al taras truma. Altaris truma in, altaris hakodesh loy. What are we talking about? We're talking about where is altaris truma, yes, but not altaris hakodesh. Therefore, why do you say that if you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni with chulin shenas altaris hakodesh? So he says, amale, he says, loy mi boy kama. Rabbi Yeshua was saying, like we saw earlier, in a formula of loy mi boy. They're saying, for sure, altaris hakodesh, if you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni. Because kodesh is more strict. But even altaris truma, whereas normally you wouldn't become a sheni, but if you're eating yuchul atas truma, then you eat a shlishi becomes truma as well. So he says, "Vaha afani loy amaiti ela betruma." I also only said this with regards to truma ka'amar. So he says, "Amoroi ninu alibed Rabbi Yochanan." So there is a machlokas of what Rabbi Yochanan's view is on the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Ula said, "Ha'echal shlishi shochulin shenasa altaras truma nifsal gufoi melecho betruma." So, if a person ate a shlishi of chulin that is done altaras truma, so his body becomes pasul from eating truma. From truma. So usually, nifsal is the end of the line with regards to tuma.
Doesn't it mean here he's disqualified?
He's disqualified. Meaning he's not allowed to. Meaning he's not. You're not allowed to. You'd have to go to mikveh. Yeah, nifsal, you are not allowed to eat it. So he says, "My kamashmalan." What is this telling us? Tanina, we learned this already. Shlishi sheni lekodesh. That if you eat a food which is a shlishi, you become a sheni for kodesh. Ve'ein sheni letruma, and there's no sheni letruma. But chulin shenasa al taras truma. sheni hu, but with chulin shenas al taras truma, you are a sheni. Sheni hu deloy heve. You're not a taka, not a sheni, but hashlishi heve, but you are a shlishi. That's the implication. You don't become a sheni, but you become a shlishi. Well, hang on a second. If you become a shlishi, then you're not the gufo is nifsal. You're not allowed to eat truma. So we've learned this already. He says as follows, Imahi, Ullah says, if it was only from that price of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, Havamina, I might have thought, Loi Sheni Heve, Veloi Shlishi Heve. I would say, no. You're implying the fact that it says you're not a Sheni means, oh, but you're a Shlishi. I would tell you, no, but Emes, you're not a Sheni, and you're not a Shlishi. But if so, why then do you only talk about Sheni? Aidi da Amar Sheni ba Kodesh, since with reference to Kodesh, it says that if you eat a Shlishi, you are a Sheni. So therefore, not me. So therefore, the Amar Sheni b'Kodesh, Amar Nami. It also says Ein Sheni b'Truma. It also talks about Sheni, but really, be'emes is not even a shlishi for Truma or Altaras Truma. Therefore, Kamash Malan Ula has to tell you that your body is disqualified. That you do become a shlishi with regards to Truma Shenas Altaras HaKodesh. Okay, Eisvir, I have to stop there if that's all right. If
there's a four